Today is the 6th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Great to be here with you. Honor to be here with you. Grateful to be here with you today as we gather again in our safe place here around the global campfire to do what we do every day. Another step forward on the grand voyage that we have embarked on. And wow, we're, you know, a quarter of the way through it. Very grateful for that. So let's jump in. We are working our way in the Old Testament through the final book of the Torah, the final words of Moses, the final laws being put in place, the final things he needs to say. And that is the book of Deuteronomy. And before this week is out, we will have concluded the Torah as we conclude the book of Deuteronomy. But we're not there yet, so today, Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to cut with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he had cut with them at Horeb. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, those great signs and wonders. Yet to this day, Yahweh has not given you a heart to know, nor eyes to see, nor ears to hear. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandal has not worn out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or strong drink, in order that you might know that I am Yahweh your God. Then you came to this place, and Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out to meet us for battle. But we struck them down, and we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites. So you shall keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand today, all of you, before Yahweh your God, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the sojourner who is within your camps, from the one who chops your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with Yahweh your God and into his oath, which Yahweh your God is cutting with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people and that he may be your God, just as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Now, not with you alone am I cutting this covenant and this oath, but both with those who stand here with us today in the presence of Yahweh our God, and with those who are not with us here today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you passed. Moreover, you have seen their detestable things and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold, which they had with them. Lest there be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from Yahweh our God to go to serve the gods of those nations. Lest there be among you a root bearing poisonous fruit and wormwood. And it will be, when he hears the words of this curse, that he will bless himself in his heart, saying, 'I have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, in order to sweep away the watered land with the dry.' Yahweh shall not be willing to pardon him, but rather the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy will burn against that man, and every curse which is written in this book will rest on him. And Yahweh will blot out his name from under heaven. And Yahweh will separate him out for adversity from all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant which are written in this book of the law. And the generation to come, your sons who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a distant land, shall see the plagues of the land and the diseases with which Yahweh has afflicted it. And they will say, all its land is brimstone and salt, a burning waste, unsown and nothing sprouting, and no grass grows in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. And all the nations will say, why has Yahweh done thus to this land? Why this great burning anger? Then men will say, because they forsook the covenant of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, which he cut with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they have not known and whom he had not apportioned to them. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against that land, to bring upon it every curse which is written in this book. And Yahweh uprooted them from their land in anger and in fury and in great wrath, and he cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So it will be, when all of these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you cause these things to return to your heart in all the nations where Yahweh your God has banished you, and you return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice with all your heart and soul, according to all that I am commanding you today, you and your sons, then Yahweh your God will return you from captivity and return his compassion on you. And he will gather you again from all the peoples where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If those of you who are banished are at the ends of the sky, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will take you back. And Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. Moreover, Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. And Yahweh your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall return and listen to the voice of Yahweh, and you shall do all his commandments which I am commanding you today. Then Yahweh your God will prosper you abundantly in all the work of your hand, in the offspring of your body, and in the offspring of your cattle, and in the produce of your ground. For Yahweh will return to rejoice over you for good, just as he rejoiced over your fathers, when you listened to the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. When you return to Yahweh your God with all your heart and soul. For this commandment which I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it far from you. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us and make us hear it that we may do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross the sea for us and get it for us and make us hear it that we may do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and calamity, and that I am commanding you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not listen, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your seed, by loving Yahweh your God, by listening to his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Luke 11:37-12:7. Now when he had spoken, a Pharisee asked him to have a meal with him, and he went in and reclined at the table. But when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first ceremonially washed before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "Now, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but inside of you, you are full of robbery and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give that which is within as charity, and then all things are clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you pay tithe of mint and rue and every kind of garden herb, and yet disregard justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and the respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like concealed tombs, and the people who walk over them are unaware of it." Now one of the scholars of the law answered and said to him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us too." But he said, "Woe to you, scholars of the law, as well. For you weigh men down with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves will not even touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, but your fathers killed them. So you are witnesses and approve the deeds of your fathers, because it was they who killed them, and you build their tombs. For this reason also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill, and some they will persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it shall be charged against this generation. Woe to you, scholars of the law, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who were entering.' And when he left there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile and to question him closely on many subjects, plotting to catch him in something he might say. At this time, after so many thousands of the crowd had gathered together that they were trampling on one another, he began saying to his disciples first, "Be on your guard for the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 asaria? Yet not one of them is forgotten before God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Psalm 78, 1-31. That the generation to come might know. A Maskil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will pour forth dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have recounted to us. We will not conceal them from their children, but recount to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh, and his strength and his wondrous deeds that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and set a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and recount them to their children, that they should set their confidence in God and not forget the deeds of God, but observe his commandments and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim were archers equipped with bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. So they forgot his acts and his wondrous deeds that he had shown them. He did wonders before their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water stand up like a heap. Then he led them with the cloud by day, and all the night with a light of fire. He was splitting the rocks in the wilderness, and so gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. He brought forth streams also from the cliff face, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still continued to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert, and in their heart they put God to the test by asking for food according to their desire. Then they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that waters gushed out and streams were overflowing. Can he give bread also? Will he prepare meat for his people?" Therefore Yahweh heard and was full of wrath, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also mounted against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna upon them to eat and gave them grain from heaven. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them provision to satisfy. He led forth the east wind in the heavens, and by his strength he guided the south wind. Then he rained meat upon them like the dust, even winged fowl like the sand of the seas. He caused them to fall in the midst of his camp, all around his dwelling places. So they ate and were very satisfied, and their desire he brought to them. Before they had satisfied their desire while their food was in their mouths, the anger of God rose against them and killed some of their stoutest ones and subdued the choice men of Israel. Proverbs 12, 19 and 20. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have gladness. Okay, so there are famous words. There is a narrow path that leads to life, spoken in the scriptures. We know this phrase. Typically, this is a phrase associated with Jesus. But this is what Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy today. So he has exhaustively reminded the people of the community that they had become who they are because of God's care, intentionality, and instruction. Moses told them that basically there is no excuse. You are without excuse for following the commandments of your God. He says, and I quote, "This command I am giving you today, this is not too difficult for you. This is not beyond your reach. It isn't up in heaven so distant that you have to ask who will go to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey. It's not a secret kept beyond the sea so far away that you have to ask who will cross the sea and bring it to us so that we can hear it and obey. No, the message is very close. It is at hand. It is on your lips. It is in your heart. You can obey it." Moses calls down heaven and earth as the witnesses to the choices that they would make and affirm that day. He brings it stark. It's a choice between life or death. It's a choice between prosperity or destruction. The reason that it's this kind of a choice is that it is a covenant. So zoom out to just, I don't know, your mortgage or the covenant that you have to pay your car payment. Right? That's a contract. And what will happen if you do your part and honor your part of the covenant is listed. And what will happen if you break the contract, if you break the covenant, that is also spelled out very clearly what's going to happen if you don't pay for your car. Right? Or if you don't make your mortgage payment. Like, here is what, how this will go down. It's a covenant. It's a contract. If we zoom in closer to like marriage, this is a contract. It is a covenant. And we're all aware like that breaking that covenant and stepping outside of that relationship, once you have vowed yourself, the destruction that happens all the way around, like the curses of the covenant become very, very apparent. So Moses has been going through, these are the blessings that will happen to you if you will stay in this promise, this vow, this covenant with God. But if you betray it, if you cheat on this, if you break this covenant, then these are the curses that will come upon you. So he's coming down to it and saying, you can do this. It has been ingrained in you. It isn't something so far away that you don't understand. It is near. It is in your heart. It is on your lips. You can do this. This is a choice for you between life and death. This is between prosperity or destruction. This is between the blessings of the covenant and the curses of the covenant. So it seems like it's an easy choice. Who's not going to choose life when the alternative is death? Like, who isn't going to choose prosperity when the alternative is destruction? And yet heaven and earth are still bearing witness to the choices we make in this regard. The lives that we live are in the shape, that they are because of the choices that we make. The evidence of our choices are our lives. Heaven and earth is still bearing witness. Life is something that we choose. We choose to live within these parameters that will keep us safe and will allow repair and healing to happen. It's not going to just happen. Every decision we make should filter through the question, like, is this honoring my promises? Will this bring life or death in my relationship with my spouse, in my relationship with my children, in my relationship with my friends, in my relationship with God? Will this bring life or death in this relationship? Like Moses said, this is not something that's too hard for us. It's not hidden in heaven. It's not on the far side of the sea. It's right here in front of us. It's so close, in fact, that we are constantly making choices every single day, all of the time, in all that we do and say, in every thought, in every word, in every choice, in every action. The choice is ours. May we choose life today. And Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. We invite Holy Spirit, come. Lead us into all truth. Again, this is where the rubber meets the road in our lives. Like, the choices that we make are the evidence for or against our promises, our vows of faith and allegiance to remain in covenant and to obey, as Jesus said, obey what he says. And so help us slow down, become more and more observant to what we are doing, and realize that we have choices and we are making those choices. Lead us into all truth, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. These are where to get connected. As I was just kind of teasing last week, we're really, really hoping to launch the new website, the new app, everything new. It's been going on over 4 years in the making from the ground up. So, kind of in the final testing phases. So hopefully be some news about this shortly. But in the meantime, having the Daily Audio Bible app that exists in the App Store that works with your device will make it real easy to update. So make sure you grab that if you don't have it. And if you do, well, soon. Get ready. Soon. Check out the community section. This is where the prayer wall lives. This is also where different links to the social media channels that we participate in can be found. And that is a good idea as part of the community to kind of stay connected in that way, especially as we roll out a lot of new stuff. So stay connected in any way that you can. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what's happening here around the global campfire is life-giving and safe and encouraging and leading you toward wholeness, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. That's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, y'all. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. Jane Truth from Nebraska. I could just cry, and I wish you were close where I could hug you. Do you realize what a breakthrough this is for you to speak this out on the community prayer? This is awesome. God is definitely teaching you by His Holy Spirit. But to know that your children want to serve you and love you and be near you, sister, that is such a breakthrough that the rest of us who have been buying into the lies that our kids don't want to be by us is nothing but a big forest in front of the trees. You have just shattered those lies that the enemy comes at us with. I am so happy for you. You know what? Every component that you mentioned on the community prayer towards the end is everything that Jesus paid for you and for me on the cross. The whole work, it's finished. There's nothing lacking, nothing broken. And Jane Truth, He wants you to surrender. It is humbling. You are right. It's humbling to try to do it another way than you've always done it before. But God is beckoning you. Oh, sister, I'm praying for you right now that you will relinquish. Get on your knees and say, I repent. Oh, in Jesus' name, be blessed, sister. This is victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Wanted to call in a prayer for little Andy, the 10-year-old girl that's battling leukemia and having lung buildup of fluids in one lung, and the other lung has collapsed. We just lift her up to you, Lord. We know you're in this. Your presence is there with her, with Andy and his family and everyone that's praying for her. We pray you'd have mercy on this precious child, that you would heal her, Lord. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Curtis in the Commonwealth. Pray with me, please. Father God, I come before you with a grateful heart. I give you all the praise for the healing that you brought into our lives, Lord. You carried my wife through breast cancer, through chemotherapy, radiation, and the surgery. And today, she is cancer-free. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing the prayers of this community and for showing your mercy and power in such a real way. As we continue this journey, I lift her upcoming reconstruction surgery on May 20th. Go before the doctors and guide every detail. Please give her peace leading up to it and strength in her recovery. Lord, I now ask for prayer and healing for myself. I've been in a serious car accident. My vehicle was totaled, and I'm dealing with back and neck injuries, headaches, and now a concussion that is affecting my memory. Please restore my body and my mind and give me patience as I recover. Father, I also lift up my marriage, which is in trouble. There are many pressures right now, and it feels like a storm. Help me to be a better husband. Teach me to listen well, to be patient, and to make my wife a true priority. Lord, you know I love her deeply, and I want to restore the trust and strengthen our relationship. Show me where I need to grow and help me follow through. Thank you, God, for this community and for the prayers that carried us through cancer. I ask for continued prayer now for healing in my body, my mind, my marriage, and my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. Eddie C., I am so happy that you have a job with the salary that can enable you to live. And but now you are wanting a home, a place that you can call home, a safe place. And now I'm going to pray for you because you say that depression is trying to overtake you. Abba, Father, you see this Eddie C. He has a new name, and his name is written in heaven. He is a child of the King. But this fleshly nature is trying to overtake the divine in him. But it's impossible. As we're looking at this Easter time, we know, Father, that you have set Eddie free. There is no condemnation because he set free. The blood of Jesus Christ has set him free from sin and death. And he's walking with you. You are going to be his provider. So I speak Jesus, the name of Jesus over Eddie C., the name of Jesus that removes depression, the name of Jesus that provides him a place to live, the name of Jesus that shines through Eddie C., that others will be questioning, and he will be able to tell others about you, the one who has delivered him. Depression has no place in his life. Thank you, Father, that you watch over him, you keep him safe, and that he will be a testimony to everyone with whom he comes in contact. And he will be able to lead others to Christ, the one who saves
them. Good morning, DAB family. This is the one who has been healed. I don't call him very much, but I wanted to just take the time. The Lord really impressed it upon my heart that I need to take time to stop and think. First of all, Brian and Jill, happy anniversary, and thank you for so faithfully showing up day by day. Everything that you do for us as a community, all the hard work and sacrifices that you have made. Thank you to each and every one of you in this DAB community. Your prayers, your encouragements, you have no idea how much this has been part of the healing and restoring process of my life. Basically, in a nutshell, it seems like life has been God's boot camp for me, peeling back layer by layer, and getting all the way down to the root core of basically me wanting to be my own boss. Well, that always leads to destruction. I don't want that anymore. But anyway, just thank you guys for sharing your prayers, your testimonies. There's so many of you, I can't start naming them, but all of you, everyone has made an impact or has had in some way, shape, or form an impact on my life. So thank you guys for being obedient, faithful, and just keep on keeping on. You guys are God's workers. I love you all.
Hello, my name is Eddie, and I am just a broken man, but God has completely helped me and restored me, and taken away the addictions of alcohol and drugs and pornography, and he has set me on a rock. And he has got me headed down the right path. Still not perfect in any way, but just so thankful and blessed to be here, to be able to listen to all of your prayers and God's word spoken by Brian. It's just an amazing thing, this community. And I'm just so, I know I've said it, grateful to be here. Thank you all. God bless. I love you.